The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, God bless you for tuning in. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. If you missed our previous program, you need to go to our website, sogmi.org. We are on podcast. You need to listen. You need to hear, meditate on what God is saying to the church for 2016. All good. This year, 2016, is going to be great from the beginning to the end if we believe and trust God. Here at Freedom Fellowship Church, we are already experiencing great things. And the changes in us, it started from within our hearts. God gave us new hearts. No more brokenness. No more sickness and disease, no more pains. Glory to God. Whomsoever who receives, God will manifest himself gloriously. It is great to be alive. Even our countenance changed at Freedom Fellowship Church. And I'll tell you one thing, we are beginning to look good. We feel good. We are going to live good, we are being good, and we are doing good, doing great for the kingdom of God. You need to get on board. This is truly happening. Glory to God. Now the Lord had me give instructions to Freedom Fellowship Church, and I will share these instructions to you, our listeners, and our leadership training when we were transformed. When we knew that our lives are now changed forever. So take a listen, okay? First, we must get rid of ourselves of everything that is from the past. Our comfort zone, our victories, our brokenness, our pains, turmoils, and all the things that we've been believing God for many, many years and did not come to pass. We need to let those things go. Put closure in them and trust God and His faithfulness and His love towards you to bring to pass and to restore those things that are from Him. And this time, we're not going to help God. We're going to do things His way. Okay? In the kingdom of God, it says, it's not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let go of everything. Put closure to your past. You have a new beginning. You have a clean slate. Yield to the Word of God, to the leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit this year. And you need to sow seeds to finance the Great Commission. Why is this important? This is a part of the prophecy that was given to the church. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. The hard-working farmer shall be the first to receive a share of the crops, what he had planted. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Every time I give you opportunity to sow seed to the missions or to help pay for this radio program, it is for your benefit, and it is for the benefit of God's people. Because if you do not sow a seed, God will ask somebody else and will be able to bless somebody else instead of you. I have been going to the mission field for many, many years, and I have covered many countries. The Lord always pays the bills. If it is His idea, and if it is His command, every time I obey, He always ensure that I got everything I need. All the time, more than enough. So this is for your benefit. You must prove that God can trust you with finances so that he'll trust you with much, much more. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. You know, I was talking to God about this, and if you have been listening to this radio broadcast, we've been on the radio now for 4 years, you never really hear me asking for money all the time, only when I go on a mission. And God spoke to me that I'm not giving you opportunity to get blessed and be part of this transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. So I'm not doing you a favor by not giving you opportunity to sow seed. So if you notice, this 2016, I start giving you opportunities to sow seed for the financing of the preaching of the gospel and discipleship. And today is the same. I am not going to do anything that will displease God as far as not giving you opportunity so that you'll all be blessed. Because you know what? I can tell you that this ministry, we are small in numbers, but we are so powerful, especially overseas. Signs and wonders are following us, and now it started manifesting here in San Antonio, especially amongst the core team. And I want you to understand that everything is made new for 2016. Our comfort zone, we need to get rid of them, even our good habits, because the anointing and the move of God in 2016, your old habits and your own ideas and culture will not be able to handle what God is about ready to manifest in our lives. So you need to be a part of this. So a seed, go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate. Okay, this is in accordance to Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 12, concerning the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. Another instruction, get rid of your preconceived idea, how God is going to answer your prayer, or how God is going to manifest things. Stop trying to lead God instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. You must study yourself approved. Go back to reading the Bible full time instead of the many, many books that keep you confused. Many of God's people have lots of head knowledge about God and about the things of God. It is time to really know Him. You must taste and breathe and experience God yourself. Okay? Why? You can only give what you have. We have to be very careful of the head knowledge. This is a move of God, and it requires new anointing, and we need to ask God to give us wisdom and understanding. In all you're getting, get understanding. Be teachable and be yielded to the Holy Spirit. Trust God. Be teachable. The things that you will experience about ready to manifest in your life if you believe and obey. You'd never experienced these things before. You'd never been this way before. So how can you know what to do and where to go? We will not know what to expect. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Your own understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus and who is Christ Jesus in your life, you get that understanding. That's the only time that you will be able to contain the revelation that you're about ready to receive. Let go. You need to get out of your comfort zone. This is important. Luke chapter 5, verse 37. I repeat it again in amplified version. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the fresh wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined or destroyed. So, second, sow a seed for the preaching of the gospel and discipleship training program to mature the body of Christ. This is important, and you cannot forgo and disobey this instruction and expect to be a part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. The reason why God is blessing His people and prospering His people is so that we will finance the preaching of the gospel. You know, I've been pastoring a church for, 13 years now? And I have been in a ministry before that. But there is one thing that you will never, never hear me say or raise funds by selling chicken barbecue for our building fund. I do not care about selling thousands of barbecue chicken to God's people, okay? That is not my deal. If Jesus did not sell barbecue chicken to build a synagogue, I am not doing it. I'm his follower. I am a believer of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not knocking those down. If that is the measure of your faith, be blessed, my brother, my sister. But it is not for me, okay? If I didn't see it in the Bible, I don't want to do it. Because Jesus expects me and you to do greater things than he did. And we have not walked on water yet. So we need to catch up. So let us finance the preaching of the gospel. And we need to preach the gospel in power, okay? The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence that is going to manifest in God's people is so that we will finance the preaching of the gospel unhindered, uncompromised, and we will live a very prosperous life. But it is more than that. God wants you to be a part of this transfer of wealth. He wants you to live heaven on earth. If we are not going to yield to God this year, if we'll continue to do our own way and our own thinking, we will miss it big time. We have to believe in our hearts and not believe in our minds. It has to be in the heart. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And from the heart comes the issues of life. What is relevant and not from your own mind. Your mind and emotions are part of your soul, part of the flesh, like your physical body. And your flesh is always at war with a regenerated spirit within you. The spirit or the God in you must win every time. Your heart, your born-again self, yourself made perfect in Christ. So you must overcome and you must rule your flesh. Let me give you some examples in the Old Testament so that you'll begin to realize and get rid of this spiritual toxins, okay? We're still in the process of detoxification. The Old Testament, the prophets in the Old Testament prophesy of the coming Messiah. It's very, very exact that he's going to be born of a virgin. He's going to be born in Bethlehem. He will be called Nazarene, and he will die on the cross. So prophecies for Jesus Christ are very specific. And also it says in the scripture that nothing in Jesus, physical, that we will be attracted to him. In other words, he will look like a common man. So he described and he identified himself as Son of Man. Now, all the Levites and the teachers of the law knew the scripture. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law memorized the law. They studied the prophecies all their lives. Okay? I want you to think about this so that you're going to stop analyzing and believing God in your minds. Nothing's going to manifest. You have to believe from the heart. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, it says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who had been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So they were disturbed on the birth of Jesus, King Herod, because these kings from the east, they came to worship him. So Herod asked the priests and teachers of the law, and they said, and they told him, the prophets of old prophesied that he will be born in Bethlehem. They knew all the prophecies. And when they gave that information to King Herod, they're all operating in their minds. And they forgot the other prophecies that they have memorized. So King Herod had all the boys, 2 years old and younger, killed, not only in Bethlehem, but also in the vicinity of Bethlehem. And the prophecy of Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they're no more. They knew about this prophecy too, but they were not able to put two and two together in their own minds about the Messiah and the plan of God. They were thinking in their mind. They have memorized the scripture. They can describe who the Messiah is. They can quote all the scriptures about him. But in their own heads, or in their own understanding, or in their own mind, they already formed an idea how the king will look like, how he will act. So when Jesus came in the picture, an ordinary man, they did not recognize him and they rejected him. In spite of the miracles, healings that Jesus performed, they did not accept him because Jesus did not belong to their group. Jesus did not attend their school. If the love of God is in their hearts, if they really are waiting for the Messiah, if they did not become comfortable in their luxury, in their position of authority as a priest and teachers of the law, they will be in awe and happy for all the healings and deliverance that Jesus performed. But they didn't have any love for people too. They did not love God either because they are selfish. So the God they served was in their heads and not in their hearts. Many of the things you have been believing God for, you analyze them. After you receive a prophecy, after you receive a revelation, you started thinking in your head because that's what your flesh is going to do. He will try to steal the blessing from you. So your flesh will direct you through your mind to look at the facts and to try to figure things out. How is this going to happen? So instead of focusing on who God is and the love of God, so all these prophecies and your heart's desire are not manifesting because you didn't believe and receive them in your heart. You were just thinking about them. We must believe in our hearts. Stop looking at the facts, but focus on the truth. What we believe, what we meditate in our hearts, produces corresponding action. Keep in mind, your mind is a part of your flesh, your soul, and your soul is not born again. In order for you to have a new mind, you must meditate and think of the things of God. You must have the mind of Christ. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they all look, they all witness all the signs and the miracles that Jesus performed. But they did not look at Jesus as Savior because it did not fit their criteria. Jesus was a competition to them. And they even accused him of being the devil because of the many miracles he performed. Why? They were not happy of the miracles because they were afraid that they will lose the control over God's people. They might lose their benefits, their luxurious life, their control. So they laid in the people of God of many rules and regulations. And of course, Jesus did not help either. Jesus called them for who they are. If a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, was available in Jesus' time, probably I would have sent him that book. Out of my own carnality, is not being led by the Holy Spirit, I would have sent him that book. But thank God I was not able to do it. Jesus did not help them either. He called them sons of the devil. Prophet John the Baptist's cousin called them brood of vipers. They were shocked. They were insulted. They are descendants of Abraham, a prophet and a friend of God, and now they are being accused by Jesus as sons of the devil. Are you getting this? So, they did not recognize Jesus because they had already figured things out in their minds. Don't try to figure God and how God is going to manifest the things He promised you. That is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to receive, believe, and obey. Also, the people in Jesus' time had an idea of a king in their mind, a Messiah. A Messiah in their mind will come and destroy all His enemies. Instead, Jesus died for them. To destroy the enemies, Jesus forgave them. To take over, to bring peace. Instead, He offered them adoption to be sons of God. What kind of king is this? The Pharisees and the teachers of the law cannot compute these things in their brains like many of you. Do not turn off this program. I know I am making some progress in shaking you. How will you discern things? How will you be able to understand? How will you be able to contain God? And you know, don't feel so bad. Now that I made you feel bad, good. I'm making some progress. Glory to God. You know, even His own disciples, after Jesus discipled them, they still asked Him in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, NIV. So when they met together, they asked Him, Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? They still did not get it. They were all there. They attended leadership training and discipleship program and prophetic school. They were there when Jesus was teaching them about the kingdom of God. That the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within you. He gave them all parables. And they still did not get it. Until the Holy Spirit came upon them and they were endued with power. Revelation came. They started preaching about the kingdom of God and that Jesus is the Messiah. They started preaching that kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. They finally understood. They got the ways and the means and the plans of God, and they performed many miracles in the name of the Lord. For the glory of God, for their own benefit, and for the benefit of His people. So what made you think that you can manifest these good things that God has released upon our lives, upon this country? So what made you think that you can manifest these things and you receive these things in your life without you obeying the Great Commission? Without you applying the principles of the kingdom of God, you need to be led by the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, power is coming to the church because many of you are getting it right now. It is not based on your head, but you must believe from the heart. So don't analyze things. Don't look at the situations. Do not look at the facts. But look upon the truth. Jesus is the truth. We will accomplish this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by applying His ways of doing things. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I hope this message changed and transformed your life and your way of thinking, because it surely transformed mine. And it is my prayer that you're going to get it and that you'll be led. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and make the Word of God come alive, that you are worth it. Jesus said that you are worth it. You are worthy. You deserve to be given a second chance. You deserve to be healed. You deserve to be delivered. And you deserve to be happy, to live heaven on earth. Amen? Call me at 210-695-1630. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. Our morning service starts at 10:30 and the evening service starts at 7 p.m. We also have Wednesday services at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.